Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we have Larry down there in the Southland. How are you doing, Larry?
Hey, Stuart. Pretty wet down here.
Yeah, I hear you're getting a deluge of some sort. Up here, we had a beautiful day, so I guess we can count our blessings day by day. Before I start, I wanted to read a little scripture here. I want everybody to remember what Vladimir Putin had to say before Trump was elected, because I think we're entering into a phase here where some of this is actually going to come to pass. Anyway, Putin said that if Hillary was elected, that he would nuke the United States. He'd have to. In other words, he would do a preemptive, because he wasn't going to sit around waiting for Hillary, who had made a lot of rumbles about going to war. So I want to read from Ezekiel 38:39, part of it anyway. And I will turn thee back, speaking of Russia, and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all his bands, and the house of Togarmer of the north quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared. Prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee. Be thou a guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have always laid waste, but is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. Now, I want to stop right here, because there are only two nations in the earth, in all of history, recent history, where we have a nation gathered out of many people. Now, when you talk about Israel, Israel is gathering its people from every nation on earth because of the scattering of Israel way, way back, just after Jesus left, actually, within 70 years, they were kind of exiled all over the world. But there is another nation that people don't even think about that is also gathered out of many people. Isn't that interesting? What we're looking at here is a dual prophecy. The United States of America has been gathered out of all the nations of the world who came here, formed the mightiest nation the world has actually ever seen. So we likewise have been gathered out of many people. We're a melting pot of many, many nations and peoples and tongues, et cetera, et cetera. And we were waste, basically speaking. And we settled a nation that was basically empty. Now, the Native Americans would obviously take issue of that, but basically speaking, from the Lord's point of view, we would have to classify the United States as basically a wilderness. And all the people from all the nations, tribes, kindreds, and tongues came here, and we likewise dwell safely, all of them. Now, I'm bringing this up because of Babylon. America is Babylon the Great. And that's one of the key things about Babylon. This is the same thing that is said about Babylon. Now, getting back to the prophecy, thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind. Thou shalt think an evil thought. Here is another tie back to what I just was talking about. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates. Clearly a reference to the United States. To take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations. You see how this all ties together? Which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish, with all the young lions thereof, shall, that would be New Zealand, Australia, England, etc., will say unto thee, art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil? So you see how all of this ties together. And a lot of people say, that's an invasion of Israel. That's all it is. No, it isn't. Folks, they're already, Gog and Magog are already on the mountains of Israel when they have this thought that they say, we're going to go up over the North Pole to another nation that's very rich, gotten rich in cattle and goods, and they're going to steal it all. Now, from Jeremiah 51, though Babylon should mount up to heaven, though she should fortify the height of her strength, yet from me shall spoilers come unto her, saith the Lord. The United States of America has the greatest aviation arm in the world. It also is the nation that mounted up into the heavens. And if you research other, like the Red Shield and Rothschilds and all that, how they go up into the heavens and build their nest in the stars, a sound of a cry cometh from Babylon, and great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans, because the Lord has spoiled Babylon and destroyed out of her the great voice, when her waves do roar like great waters, a noise of their voice is uttered. Now, there's the reason I bring this up is because of what's going on, not only here, but overseas, which Larry and I are going to be talking about. We're watching the alignments of Ezekiel 38:39. What do you think, Larry?
No, you're talking about two nations that are in dire straits at the moment. Basically, a non-functional government in both countries. It's shocking how the parallels are.
Yes. Yeah, and the parallels don't stop there. Look at what's going on with Trump and what's going on with Netanyahu. And then you've got trouble just about, it's, how do I word this? The global deep state has now started to engineer the global unrest and the rioting and the overthrowing of nations. And I want to get into that with Larry. Where do we want to start, Larry? We got a lot of stuff to carry, so what would you like to start with?
Well, it's kind of interesting. We can get on the sun in a few minutes, but speaking of Israel, I don't know if you saw the most recent posting coming out of Breaking Israel News. Israel is bracing for a rare Medicaid. Never heard that term before.
No.
And of course, a Medicaid is basically a hurricane in the Mediterranean that not only is rare, I don't ever remember hearing of one ever, but they've got one, and I posted it today on my my blog. I put an image of it up there. It looks just like a hurricane, and it's the rabbis are calling it unbelievable because of its extreme lightning strikes, and said one rabbi is now calling this Medicaid the creation of what he calls the covenant of fire. Isn't that interesting?
Very, considering where Israel is and where Israel is about to go. It reminds me of that huge dust storm that delayed the Feast of Trumpets for a couple of days. And, well, the rabbis who know their Torah knew exactly what what that meant. But Israel, as a basic nation, didn't pay any attention to it. And we've had, how many signs has Israel actually had? I remember the snake coming out of the wall. I remember the stone falling out of the wall. There have been so many signs in Israel that the rabbis who know what's going on have warned about it. And it sounds to me like what this is a great warning to Israel that the storm is about to start. And I'm not talking about an earth change storm or weather. I'm talking about war. What do you think? I mean, that's how I would take it.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And that also brings into memory, remember Donald Trump, President Donald Trump's remarks talking about the storm, and he was referring to a storm that was coming. And then let me read these two headlines real quick and get your opinion, because it may dovetail into what you said, talking about, you know, war. Hal Turner today posted a breaking news alert, says U.S. F-22 stealth and B-1 strategic bombers land in Saudi Arabia, and he says something is in the works. And, of course, a lot of people say, well, he never knows what he's talking about. Okay. But Deptophile out of Israel, here's a headline. U.S. deploys F-22 Raptor stealth fighter jets at Prince Sultan Air Base, south of Riyadh. Trump also deployed 3,000 U.S. troops to Saudi Arabia. So does that dovetail back into what you were talking about, Stuart, talking about war? Does it look like something is up?
Oh, absolutely. And I believe we probably have a whole lot more than 3,000 troops. That's just what is publicly being announced. But to move B-1 bombers and stealth fighters, and we also have, remember, Sandy, what do they call that? The island out there where they have all their B-52s and B-1s as well. So we are, and we also have naval ships over there. And we've been very, very slowly building a force up for a major war. And you brought up, I think, on the last show about some of the prophecies or visions that people have had of us losing an entire carrier fleet, not just the carriers, but the whole fleet. And then there was the vision, was there not, of a war, or that Iran nuked Saudi Arabia to get rid of our forces?
Well, that's true, Stuart. And by the way, we just made a mention of it, but the last show we talked about how the Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier strike group had been delayed in returning for refitting and refueling, they've been, I guess you could say, redeployed, if you will, in place and are not coming back. And that's the one I believe that maybe Brother Bob or I can't remember who it was said that they had Al Cuppet. Somebody said they had saw it being sunk.
Yes, I remember that. I don't remember who saw it. Okay, here's another article. Kevin Shipp, you need to understand there is a crisis coming. Former CIA officer Kevin Shipp joined Greg Hunter to give his opinion on what was going on with this impeachment situation. All of this ties together because what's happening in Israel is happening in America. Shipp believes that the former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who resigned last month, had a massive blowout with President Trump, which led to his dismissal. Eager to save his reputation in the eyes of the swamp, Bolton leaked information to two CIA analysts working at the White House to propagate his narrative with Representative Adam Schiff, who was a lawyer now trying to impeach Trump. Leaking a private conversation with the president is a serious crime, and Bolton apparently tried to pull a fast one by leaking it to the Biden-friendly operatives, who were then put under the revised Whistleblower Protection Act so that Bolton could evade the law. The Whistleblower Act, which was altered a few months ago, now no longer requires firsthand evidence and allows whistleblowers to present hearsay evidence to obtain protection from investigation. And the corporate media are partners in this operation. Schiff believes that the prosecutions are of many crimes against the Trump administration are now being slow-walked in order to maintain stability in the stock markets and in society. That's kind of an interesting remark, don't you think, Larry? Bolton is a hawk and wants war, like deep state wants war, like Iran needs their big war for their
Mahdi.
Which is, yeah, Mahdi to come out of his well. And so it seems like global deep state is working overtime to develop World War III. And with all of the troops and aircraft that are being deployed, it looks to me like they're putting, even if Trump doesn't want it, they're going to force war upon him. I mean, I don't really trust Trump because I don't trust anybody, according to the scriptures. But it looks like they're playing a big game of chess, and they're going to trap him into a place where he has to go to war. What do you think?
Well, that does seem to be where they're going. And by the way, I don't know if you saw it this evening. Fox News had some breaking reports on it, is the fact that John Bolton's attorneys, and you would wonder why, just because you get fired, you know, or given your hat in hand and sent out the front door of the White House, why you would need an attorney up, lawyer up, if you will. But John Bolton's attorneys now that he has obtained are working with Schiff and the Intel Committee for possible testimony from John Bolton before them in the impeachment. So this thing is all working together, Stuart. This is all linked together, and I think you're exactly right. Oh, the oddity is, I don't know if you saw it today or not, but some of the reports are coming out that indicate that the Justice Department has now opened up a criminal probe. In other words, John Dunham's probe is gone criminal, and the left are panicking, basically, and coming out now screaming that William Barr and John Durham has basically politicized and went to Trump's side. So this thing, not only is all of this building, in other words, we're talking about a war, we're talking about an accumulation of things that's going on and an impeachment, But also, Stuart, it seems like the coup in America to actually move Trump from office is going full steam ahead.
Yeah, and of course, Trump is fighting back. Here's a statement. Now, this is, folks, remember Jeremiah and his ruler against ruler. I mean, this is going big time now. President Trump has ratcheted up his claim that the Obama White House spied on his 2016 campaign, charging in a new book that it was a treasonous act by the former Democratic president, which, of course, it was. What they did was treasonous, okay? It was treasonous, he told author Doug Weed for his forthcoming book, Inside Trump's White House, The Real Story of His Presidency. The interesting thing out of all this is that we caught them spying on the election. They were spying on my campaign. So, you know, what is that all about? I have never ever said this, but truth is, they got caught spying. They were spying. And he also added Obama. That was really an act of treason. But here's the problem. We've got this new report coming out, but now it's gone criminal. That means it's going to be delayed. The other report, that was supposed to be out a week or two ago. Now it's next week or the week after. And what's very, very interesting about all of this, everybody's still out walking around. In fact, Hillary's throwing her hat in the ring to run for president, and I firmly believe she'd be elected. I think she will be elected over Trump. And the reason I say that is because the vast majority, evidently, of the left, they tune into CNN, MSNBC, and whatnot. Now even Fox is turning. So the narrative is that Trump is a criminal traitor, when the real criminal traitors are doing the dirty work to get rid of Trump. And this is what a communist always does. I still don't think the American people have figured out what we're dealing with here is a communist insurrection, a communist coup. They're playing by the playbook. This is what they do. And the American people are evidently so dumbed down or so naive or whatever the cause is. Maybe the Lord has deliberately blinded them so they cannot see what's coming, because this is a judgment. Trump is for judgment. He's not only there for Israel and the rise of the Sanhedrin and the temple and the reinstitution of animal sacrifice back to the law and out of the age of grace, the church age, but he's also here for the judgment of the American people, and especially, I believe, for the American Christian. And it's going to be horrific judgment, by the way. And if you read Rules for Radicals, Trump was the ideal selection. And I'm not saying he knows that he was selected for this. I don't know. I'm going to give the guy credit. I'll give him the leniency. So if you read Rules for Radicals, which was a communist takeover of America, they picked Trump as the pivot guy, as the trigger man to trigger revolution. And I believe this is how they're doing it, because you either love Trump or you hate Trump. And right now the country is basically half and half, or at least that's what we're told. I never believe any of the, and I advise everybody, never believe the polls. Larry probably remembers, but some time ago when they gave polls, they always also gave you how they asked the question. So that when you read how they worded the question, you had a good idea of why the polls were as they were. You notice now, never do they tell you how they asked that question to get the results they get. And because the American people evidently either don't care or are so naive about all this and so preoccupied with their own lives and their brats and their football games. Right now, of course, World Series, mad upon their idols. That's another prophecy of Jeremiah, who says the American people are mad upon their idols. And their idols are sports and whatever else they're involved in. Definitely not the Lord is an idol of theirs. Definitely not reading the Bible is an idol of theirs, or searching the scriptures out is an idol of theirs. Which is exactly why we are where we are today. The judgment that's coming is going to be against God's people. Judgment begins at the house of the Lord. And after that's been done, then he turns upon those that he brought against the church and judges them. And that's a judgment that is so horrific, I don't want to even talk about it. But anyway, getting back to polls, they never tell you how they ask the question. And without that information, polls are worthless and mean nothing. And when you go to a Trump rally and you see 100,000 people gathered around, and then you go to a Democratic rally and you see 300 people, and yet Trump is failing and way behind Biden and all these other people, that's an absolute fib and an absolute lie. And I can't imagine why the American people are accepting any of this as being truthful. And I don't care who makes the polls. They have been infiltrated, and they're using the polls for a reason that never was brought, you know, was never supposed to be. They've politicized the polls now, like everything else. They've politicized it. What do you think, Larry?
Well, I think you're exactly right. And when you talk about problems the Christians are having, it's interesting. You know, I won't go into it tonight, but I just wanted to mention that I'd recently been praying and taking my walks, and I couldn't get 2020 out of my head, and especially after I saw one of Glazerson's Torah codes on 5780, or if you will, 2020, and Barry Rothman running some of the same. It's like 2020, and I was thinking, 2020, what in the world does that mean? You know, I'm talking about the year 2020, which we're actually, actually the Hebrew crown has already begun that year. In other words, the clock is ticking down, but we won't till December, the end of December. But I actually went into prayer about it, and it was like the Lord began to deal with me about the wording, the double wording. In other words, verily, verily, amen and amen in his word, and 2020. And then he began to deal with me about Psalm 20, and I'm not going to read that. I don't even have it in front of me right now, but Psalm 20, and you're familiar with it because, you know, you and I were talking about it a few days ago. But it looks like that may be a link, that Psalm 20, if people want to go there and read it, to where maybe we're headed or where we are.
Yeah, it kind of, when you really read it, it almost looks like, how do I word this? Not only a warning, but possibly even the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, because the way it talks, it's just kind of interesting how all of that comes together. So I do advise people to go in and read it. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Now this would be Israel. Send thee help from the sanctuary. Strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now,
I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear them from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the king hear us when we call. That is a very, very interesting psalm. Really interesting. Because that is it's a salvation psalm. Now the church goes first, and Israel goes second. Remember when the Lord said, those that are first will be second, and those that are last shall be first? And the reason he says that is because Israel rejected Jesus Christ. They said, you're not the Messiah. In fact, all of the stuff you're doing it by the power of Beelzebub, prince of the demons, Satan himself. So here we go. The church has to go out first. And then Israel comes in second. Because Israel does not recognize Jesus, but they will when they see him return. In fact, there are a lot of rabbis over there, and I think Larry probably has read that, of having visions of Jesus, or visitations, actually, from Jesus. And
yeah,
so
that's true.
A little bit of go ahead, Larry.
Oh, I was just going to say, you're exactly right. Matter of fact, one of the older rabbis recently died, and he had a visitation and was shown who Jesus really was, or who the Messiah really was that was coming, and he wrote it down in a note before he died and wouldn't let him open it till after he was dead, because that's really sensitive stuff when you're dealing in Israel. And anyway, after they opened his note after he was dead, it said that he had met Jesus Christ, and he was the Messiah. Now, that's shocking from a rabbi.
Yes. And, of course, you know, I suppose the Christians laugh and think, well, what's wrong with these people? They can't recognize. Well, Paul in Romans tells us why most of the Jewish people cannot recognize who Jesus Christ is. They have been purposely blinded by the Lord himself. And the reason he did that was to bring the gospel over to the church. You'll find that in the scriptures. I mean, it's very, very plain. This is why Paul says, don't be boasting against Israel. Without Israel, there would not have been any salvation, whatever, for the church or for Israel. So a lot of people, you know, they kind of mock the Jews, if you want to, you know, call it that, I guess, mocking, because they don't understand what's really going on. The Lord has blinded Israel. They can't see the Messiah until the Lord allows it. And remember that Zechariah says that Israel has to go under severe punishment. And what is very interesting about all of that is look what's going on in Israel right now and what's also going on in the Middle East. I don't know. What do you think, Larry? There's so much to it.
Yeah, it's really shocking because, you know, our last show, I believe, we kind of went over the Barry Rothman Torah code about Netanyahu's government mandate and also Glazerson's new Torah code called Dangerous Government on the Way to Israel. And I don't know if you heard it, but Netanyahu turned in the mandate. He couldn't fulfill it. And then Gantz has been given the mandate by Rivlin, the president of Israel. And Gantz now, I saw news today, Stuart, that this kind of dovetails into the danger thing Glazerson talked about, because it says Gantz has welcomed the Arabs into his new government he's forming.
If he can form it. This is going to be interesting because, you know, I don't know if you can count Netanyahu out now or not. I don't think so. We're going to have to wait. And we got all this trouble forming around Israel right now. And I would think that the enemies of Israel, during the time when all of this is very, very shaky and they really don't have a government, and I guess the IDF is basically the government at this point, this would be a good time to strike. It's kind of like America, and what it says is that it's ruler against ruler, authority against authority, violence in the land, and our enemies around about are watching the American people very closely, and they become centered on themselves, and that's when they hit. That's when Ezekiel 38, and I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, takes place. Remember, America is the first nation, it appears anyway, to go, because it says that all the ships of the nations of the seas are out along the coastline, and they watch America, Babylon, burn. Now, we have seaports like no other country in the world, Great Lakes, Atlantic, Gulf, and Pacific. We are surrounded by seaports, one of the parameters for mighty Babylon the Great. A lot of people think it's Rome. Rome is not even a seaport city. Rome is inland. The people will say it's Israel. Well, Israel only has one sea area. Other people will say it's Iraq. That's old Babylon. Well, get out a map and look at Iraq. No, the parameters are there so that people can figure out who America is. If a 10-year-old kid went up to a military general, that we'll say at an air show, and read off the parameters that are listed in the Bible for Babylon, and he asked the general, who could that be? He'd tell you immediately who it was. It's the United States of America. It's the minute when you put scripture to it, when you put Bible to it, all of a sudden, well, it couldn't be America. America's just not mentioned in the scriptures. I hear that all the time, and I hear that from bigwig Bible prophecy people. Well, they're lying to you. They're either very deceived or they know deliberately they're lying to you. It's one or the other. Either way, you shouldn't be paying any attention to them. Now, more than ever, you need the real truth of who is who and what is what. The only way you get it is get on your knees and ask the Holy Spirit to give it to you. And he will. And he won't hold back anything. But you really got to want to know the truth. I've often said, don't ever ask the Lord for the real truth unless you want it really badly. Because it's not too pleasant what he reveals about us personally or about the nation we live in or the times we are in or anything like that. It's very, very frightening, but it's not supposed to be. The American Christian, well, the Christians of the world, are supposed to be lifting up their heads, for their redemption draweth nigh. However, the warnings are very, very severe, and I think that's why Donald Trump is here. He's going to judge us, and I'm not sure exactly how the Lord's going to do it or what's going to happen, but boy, I see trouble here in America. Do you see revolution of, do you think they're going to bring out the communist Antifa and try and stir up a revolution? I hope the American people are smart enough not to get involved in taking to the streets. I'm hearing that rumble, though, a lot. Are you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm hearing that. And also, they're really warning about November, I believe it's the 3rd, or in that time frame that Antifa is supposed to actually create disturbances. And of course, you and I for some time, Stuart, have been mystified. Well, not really mystified, but maybe perplexed why Antifa has all the freedom in America to do all the damage it does and to hurt people and intimidate people and shove them down and beat them and get away with it. Literally, get away with it because the police just stand by. Stuart, I have to believe that's by design. It's being
yes.
done by design.
Yep, it's all part of deep state and global deep state. Folks, America has to go down. It cannot have its Bill of Rights and Constitution and get into the New World Order. And James Gardner, a long time ago, and I can't remember what his position was, very high level, Secretary of State or something like that in America for years and years ago, and he said the New World Order was going to be like a buzzing confusion and bewildering, really. And then all of a sudden, it would all come together, bang. And that America was going to go under the New World Order either by peace and acceptance or by force. And evidently, I think it's going to be by force. And all we're waiting for is something to happen. And I do pray for Donald Trump. I really think that they would not hesitate to assassinate him to bring in the global chaos and think of what would happen in the United States if you had a TV interruption that the president has been assassinated. I remember very well when Kennedy was assassinated. I remember exactly where I was when I was told about it. And I think most people did back then. And it doesn't make any difference if you like Trump or hate Trump. We're talking about the president and the office of the president of the United States of America. If we can destroy that, what else is there? That's the top of the chain. That means everything underneath is disintegrated as well. That's why the communists are doing what they're doing. They're making everything lawless. They have attacked the Constitution and the judicial system we live under. This is one of the things that Levin has been talking about, and Hannity and Tucker Carlson and other people like that. They're trying to warn the dumbed-down American. You think this is just a fight over left versus right? That's just I can't even think of the name now. This is the operation to bring down the country. When you got people like Hillary Clinton walking around after everything she did and exonerated by the State Department, you got a problem. You got a real problem. One of the things about America Babylon is she becomes totally and completely lawless. In other words, the rule of law has been destroyed. And that's where we're going. What do you think, Larry?
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. It's incredible to the point that it's took this long, almost 3 years into Trump's presidency, not only to figure out that there was no Russian collusion, but also to figure out that the corruption wasn't Trump. The corruption was his own government, the United States government, right at the top.
Yes. Yeah, I know. It's. I guess maybe the American people just don't want to believe that their own rulers, their own government, has a plan to basically exterminate three-quarters of the American people, and that they do have a plan to do it. That's why Deagle.com says that the population of America is drastically reduced, and the Georgia Guidestones say about the huge reduction in population globally. These people are eugenicists. They mean to kill as many human beings as they can get their hands on by any means possible. They hate humanity, and of course Satan is their god, and Satan hates humanity. After all, you got to remember back in Genesis, he was really livid
that the Creator had given planet Earth to humanity. And so that's what happened in the Garden of Eden. And Satan won it through a fruit of knowledge of good and evil, and everybody mocks at that. That is why you are a dualistic person. That's why you have two opposing spiritual forces within you. One dark, Darth Vader, one light, Luke Skywalker, if you want to compare the two. And that's why everybody has issues. That's why the nations of the world have issues. That is the ultimate reason for all of what you're seeing, and that's why Jesus came down here to bail us out of this matrix that we're trapped in. Unfortunately, very few realize what's really going on. I got something here. It says a shaky ceasefire in northern Syria is still being tested by Turkish troops and Turkish-backed forces who are conducting ground assaults, artillery strikes, and air raids that are forcing thousands of civilians to flee from the region. Is that still ongoing? I think it is.
Oh, yeah, it is. Most of the information coming out of the Middle East is that Erdogan is still killing the Kurds. I mean, he hasn't changed his stripes one iota. And I recently listened to a couple of generals talking, and they said anybody that would believe anything Erdogan said don't know who they're talking about.
So is this thing going to just fold up and we'll be at full-scale war? Obviously, they must think this thing can't hold, or why would they have all these troops going to Saudi Arabia? Why would we be having all these bombers going there if they didn't suspect that this thing was all going to break loose?
Well,
what do you think?
What I can, my opinion is that the main focus of what's going on militarily is Iran. This thing's not, this is not fixed. It's worse every day. And Israel, if you watch Israel and read Israel's news and intelligence, they know, Israel knows it's about to be attacked by the Iranian proxies and Iran, and that it cannot sustain the incoming missiles that's going to be impacting inside Israel. Pretty much, as you said earlier, the Israeli Defense Forces, the IDF, really is running Israel at the present time while the government's in chaos, if you will, and they're prepared for an attack, and they believe they'll be attacked almost any time, and they're ready for that. But it's so interesting that, you know, I know a deep state and Congress, and especially the rhinos and the neocons, they're all into this Syria thing. But I think the big picture is a lot bigger than just Syria.
Yeah, and if you go into Isaiah chapter 17, when they finally go in to take Israel down, that's when the Lord apparently intervenes and sets it up for the time of Jacob's trouble. Getting more into the domestic thing, Pacific Gas and Electric, for all you people out there in California, considering total power outage for its entire service area over the fire danger. Larry, what's really going on out there? That it just doesn't ring right.
Well, I don't think anybody really does know, because of the fact that I have people that live out there that are contacting me, you know, by email and stuff, and they're saying that whatever's being said is really not what's going on, and they don't know what's happening either. But there's more and more evacuations, there's more and more fires, there's more and more power outages, and what's interesting, they're actually taking a lot of power out of areas that are not even in danger. You know, Stuart, as I mentioned on the show before, that would be the perfect way to bring in an invasion force, is to evacuate
yes.
everybody and make way for them. by some type of it makes you wonder, Stuart, could the fires in California be false flags themselves?
Oh, absolutely. I think most of them have been set. I mean, when you got five or six fires that simultaneously start, I think you're probably looking at a deliberate and willful attempt to do something. And California might be a good staging place, or some of the areas in California. We know we're going to be invaded. The Bible says we're going to be invaded. And Red Elk had that vision. And when I was up in Canada doing a seminar, this was some time ago, I was told by the people up there that there are huge amounts of Russian and Chinese troops up there. And they're down in South America as well. In fact, isn't it Chile and some of those others? The reports coming out of there that it's Chinese and Russian troops that are basically taking over those areas. And the same thing's going to happen here in America, folks. We've got these troops everywhere. The UN, I was listening to Dave Hodges. He was talking about how, and I have seen the videos of all these United Nations military-type vehicles traveling all over the United States. They've been seen. And that they're getting ready. They're getting ready to take over. Don't forget, the deep state, global deep state, basically is the United Nations. And the United Nations is a communist operation. It operates under a communist charter. There is no private property allowed. They're going to confiscate your home, everything you own, and disarm everybody if they can get away with it. I don't think it goes quite as smoothly as they thought it would, but it is going to be horrendous for the American people, because I think they're going to hit without any warning whatever. And we're in trouble anyway. We wouldn't even have to have an invasion here. Listen to this one. More than half of Americans want government-imposed press restrictions and curbs on free speech. And then you got this deal down in Texas where a jury of 12 on this transgender kid, the poor little boy, 11 of the jurors ruled in favor of the mother who wants to convert her little boy into a little girl. 11 jurors in Texas. This is all over the United States now. This is the kind of people we have in America now. Folks, we've lost this country. We lost it, I believe, a long, long time ago. I had a vision about that, and the Lord took me to Washington, and he told me it was over. It's done. And it was never going to be healed, and that's exactly what Jeremiah the prophet says. We would have healed her, but she won't. And how many presidents or contenders have stepped forth and were repudiated? Ron Paul told the American people what they had to do to save their nation. They gave him the finger. Then there was that doctor. I can't think of his name right now. He's still in. He's in Washington. He runs HUD, I believe. And he was either a brain or a heart surgeon. They repudiated him. They gave him the finger, basically. And now they're giving the finger to Donald Trump. I mean, how many times does the Lord have to speak to the American people before he says, "I've had enough of you people. I'm going to now destroy all of you"? This is where we're headed. I know it's hard news. It's harsh. Take a look at nature. Nature is very harsh. It's beautiful, but it's very harsh, very cold, and very nasty. All you got to do is go on YouTube and watch how animals prey on each other. Well, we're worse than animals, and all we do is prey on each other. What else you got, Larry, before we shut down?
Well, I was just going to mention some of the space weather and NOAA headlines of the last day or so, and these seem to link in. We had hurricanes, then we had Lando-canes, and now we have Meta-canes, and this is increasing. By the way, here's some headlines for today. Geomagnetic storm warning. Larger coronal hole in the sun's atmosphere spewing a solar wind of charged particles toward the Earth. Also reporting cosmic rays intensifying. Almost a record atmospheric cosmic ray season during a solar minimum. And, of course, today's headline is geomagnetic storms in progress with northern lights dancing. Of course, you're up by the northern lights, but this has reached a level, Stuart, today, last night and today, of index KP6. And usually they post warnings at 4 and 5, but these are 6 or above. Space Weather Woman actually put out, and that's not a joke, by the way, put out an alert today on this stuff, and I've forwarded you a copy of that.
Yeah, and I think, this has to do with with the mental state of people as well. I know you were getting, we talked about that a little bit before the show. Folks, this affects people's minds. We've gone over that before. With gravitational waves and cosmic waves and how they affect people's minds. And people are starting to lose it. Not that they haven't for a long time, but it seems to be getting worse with road rage, aircraft rage, whatever rage you want to put on it, that people are beginning to lose it. And the stress levels and the anxiety levels of people are massive at this point. I'm seeing articles all the time about how Americans are really stressed out. They don't know how to handle anxiety. They don't know how to handle stress and worry and fretting and all of that. And you have to learn. I'm working on a book about that. But you can do it. You can learn how to avoid that and get rid of your stress level. Get rid of your anxiety. It's just something of the mind. And it's really, you have to learn to control your mind. One headline here, defense analyst. If UFOs exist, vital U.S. reaches them first. In other words, it's vital that we reach them first. Now, this is, when this thing comes out like this, and this is a defense analyst, we got a problem here that they're advancing very, very slowly the UFO arrival situation. And this is how they're doing it. U.S. Navy knows exactly who they are. They've known it for years. So hasn't most of the military. Anyway, anything else, Larry?
Well, I was just going to what you just said. There's a interview between on Hagman today, or yesterday, with Steve Quayle and Celeste Bishop, and her headlines were basically days of unrest coming, talking about magnetic storms, cosmic unrest, and electromagnetic problems, and that it would lead to a lot of mental instability. And I think that's exactly what you were getting at.
Yeah, this is what, remember Cliff High and the bots, he was talking about how this was going to stress out people. And it is already, and I think this is just part of the latter days when if you're not in the Lord or you have not taken him seriously, I think you're just in a world of hurt. That's just my own opinion. And here's another one. Majority of Americans say U.S. is two-thirds of the way towards the edge of civil war. Folks, they want a civil war. It'd be the worst thing you could do is to pick up your arms and take to the streets. Don't do it. This is exactly what they want, so that they can bring in martial law. And anyway, Larry, thanks a lot for coming on. Any last word?
Well, I just have to say, through the rest of this month and into the beginnings of November, I keep that seatbelt buckled.
Yeah, I think the storms are coming as a Medicaine problem. Is that headed towards Israel?
Yeah, it's in the Mediterranean, close to Israel.
Oh, boy. Well, the
Lord always has his ways of warning people. And anyway, it is what it is, folks. And there's nothing you and I can do about it except ride the storm out and pray that the Lord holds us in his arms through it. And anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you if anything breaks. Otherwise, next week. Anyway, thanks a lot, folks. Take care. Night.